My name is Rick White from 180 Biz, and this is my Just One Thing. What we want to talk about today is the enemy. Our minds are kind of wired that way. We're wired for the enemy. And how many can give me a hands up on a low productivity issue, right? We all have it. We're never truly running at full capacity. So there's always something that we can work on to help improve productivity. Here's the problem, though. Low productivity is a byproduct of bottlenecks. The mistake you all are making is you think your techs are the enemy. Your techs are not the enemy. When you see low productivity and you think it's a motivation issue, or it's an issue with my techs, or they don't know what they're doing, whatever the case is, you set up an environment that's combative. Many, many times, your technicians are as frustrated as you are. They're just not saying anything because part of them thinks it's something they're doing wrong, and it's not. Okay? Not necessarily. Separate the problem from the person. Here's my wonderful technician, and here's the insidious low productivity. They are not the same. Once I do that, I go to my wonderful technician, and I say, I need your help. Man, you're a great tech. You're capable of 10 to 12 hours a day. There's only getting 5 hours. It's not a you issue. It's an us issue. I need your help. Do you see how this changes the entire dynamic? And whenever you're collaborative instead of combative, it's always more powerful. Here's why. Number one, you're letting them off the hook. Okay? You're letting them off the hook because they don't feel like it's their fault. Because I'm telling you, they're walking around feeling like they're not doing something right. They know you're upset. They know you're not happy, but they don't understand why, right? They don't understand how to fix it. You think they should. They don't. But when you got a situation where you can sit down together, you let them off the hook, you figure out what's going on together, and because you're doing it together, you're going to get the almighty holy grail of buy-in because they're part of the solution instead of it being dictated to them. You do not want them feeling like crap. You want them feeling like they're part of the solution. And when they're part of the solution, buy-in is a byproduct because they own it. It's not something you're telling them to do. It's something they came up with. Your enemy is not your technician. But Rick, I've got all the tools. We've got all the flows. Everything is there. And they're still not producing. But maybe the bottleneck is your lack of communication. Maybe your lack of setting goals and minimum levels and not communicating that is a bottleneck. Maybe there's a training issue and we're not dealing with it. Right? When you're so busy just getting to the end of the day, there's no energy to grow it. So how can you show up differently this week to be more collaborative with your techs and the rest of your team so that you're solving the situation together? One of our clients really afraid to have this conversation because he was afraid he was going to lose people. They were going to get checked out and they just weren't going to do anything, that they would just walk away. Having this tough conversation, you're actually going to build teamwork. That's what he found. He was amazed at the amount of buy-in and how much his team wanted to work on this together. Now, if you want more information on bottlenecks, we have a webinar. And if you decide to join our Pocket Business Genius series, there's a library of over 70 webinars that you have access to. It's like having me in your back pocket all day long. Second thing, Shop Owners Roundtable, this Thursday night, 7 p.m. You know somebody that could use some help. You want to get in, please. Then I have just one more favor to ask. Please share this video. Go out there and go make some money this week. Y'all have some fun. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.